Cheers, Pam. Thank you.
Alex, congratulations. A fantastic day.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you. You know, I really enjoyed my time out there today. So, quite fortunate as well that I got quite a decent number of runs.
I suppose the landmark for you is an exceptional one, but all players will say that the team performance is more important, and you're in a fantastic position.
Yeah, agreed. But me and Jake's are there. We obviously dug in and put on a real big partnership, and there's no better way to put pressure on a team by getting, you know, lots and lots of runs in a big partnership. I mean, we're going in tomorrow with 8 wickets in hand. And obviously 3 days cricket left to play.
Which is important, I guess, for the bowlers to give them as much time as possible in this heat to be able to bowl Derbyshire out twice.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it's you know, it's not easy up front with a new ball. It's, you know, there's quite a bit of bounce there. So our bowlers, you know, we've got brilliant seamers and top quality spinner. So, you know, we just need to lay down the platform to try and give them the best chance they can.
It looked absolutely ideal for batting out there. Just the odd sign of a little bit of an even bounce. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's like I said. Once you got over the new ball, there was a little bit in the pitch this morning with the new ball, a little bit of bounce, and then there's just been a couple there that have kept really low, which is obviously a good sign for us.
You know, you say that with a smile on your face.
Yeah, I mean, you get them a few of them straight, and you, as a batsman, you can't do anything about it. I was fortunate enough today that, you know, they weren't straight, but you know, it's only going to get worse as the pitch. You know, it's only going to turn more, and you know, we've got the quality in our bowling attack. Hopefully, you know, we can do a job.
For yourself personally, it's been a dream couple of weeks. You had the 100 at Lords. You scored 150 here. That, firstly, the Lords performance must have been fantastic for you to do it at the home of cricket.
Yeah, as a kid, you know, you think about where you'd like to get your first, obviously, LV 100, and obviously it'd be Lords every time, so I'm quite fortunate. Yeah. You know, I played well there, and I just obviously wanted to back you up here. The only disappointing thing for me at Lords was that it wasn't a big 100, and obviously I'm trying to make sure I can make this as big as I can.
Sounds a little bit sensationalist, but I guess the disappointment of that has probably driven you on here. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm enjoying my cricket at the minute, and you know, I'm enjoying batting. You know, I rocked up this morning, and I was saying to Stevie Patterson, who I'm rooming with, I was saying it's a batting day today, Steve. You know, I really can't wait to bat. So, you know, when you're in that sort of frame of mind, you know, you generally more often than not you do better rather than worse. Yeah. But yeah, I'm just really enjoying it at the minute.
And you've signed a new contract over the last couple of days. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, I've signed an extension. So it's an exciting time for Yorkshire and myself. And I'm, you know, fortunate enough to be involved with such a talented group of players that we have here.
Was there any part of maybe signing the contract just helping you relax a little bit at the crease today?
I wouldn't say particularly. I mean, if anything, I like it more when the pressure's on, to be honest. But for me, off-field things, you know, it doesn't affect me. You know, if you're thinking about other things, then usually come undone. I've always been pretty similar, you know. I don't let other things really bother me, so wasn't an issue, to be honest.
Absolutely ideal for you in the morning. You've got Andrew Gale there, who's scored big over the last couple of weeks, and he'll be able to help you through tomorrow and keep you chugging along.
Yes, certainly. We've got a big period in the morning. You know, we've got to get over. Obviously, they took the new ball tonight. They'll have another go with it tomorrow morning. We've got to really work hard for the first half now, 40 minutes, and then hopefully we can put the hard work in and lay down that platform for our seamers.
Congratulations, great day.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
That's perfect. Oh. Brilliant.